Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from the Palms, along with Matt Trent, and I'm John Coffin. We've got a lot to talk about again this week with Northwest Athletics. Again, kind of that crossover time where you've got the spring sports really in full force to go along with the winter sports with men's and women's basketball. But Matt, as far as men's and women's basketball, things couldn't be much better. You're looking at the MIAA tournament getting started on Thursday for both teams, and both with pretty good seeds.
Yeah, for sure. Of course, the men locked up that outright MIAA tournament regular season title a week ago, so they knew where they were sitting, of course, playing for region seeding as well at this point on the women's side. Went in a chance to be anywhere from the 2 seed down to the 5 seed, a couple good wins. On the road against UCO to avenge an earlier loss in the season, and then taking down a very good Missouri Southern team on their home floor, the season sweep of the Lions. So the Bearcat women also taking a lot of momentum into the conference tournament. So, you know, if you're a Bearcat fan coming in, we were kind of joking before going on that it really works out well. The women as a 2 seed will play at 2:15 on Thursday. The men as the 1 seed, 6 o'clock in the evening there on Thursday. So maybe this was planned the whole time, Coach Meyer and Coach Mack making this basically kind of a split doubleheader for the teams.
Yeah, really have to hand it to the Northwest women's team. They had a lot on the line going into that final regular season game with Missouri Southern. Probably, I think most people feel like that first half in particular, Northwest came out and played the best basketball they played all season long. If you kind of throw away the third quarter there just a little bit, they still finished pretty well in the fourth quarter, but overall a tough place to go in and win against a team that's had a lot of success this season, Missouri Southern.
And at the same time, Missouri Southern was also playing for that number 2 seed in the MIAA tournament, so they weren't sitting back, resting, slacking off, or thinking they had things locked up. They had a lot to play for, too. On senior day, the Northwest went into their place, and you're right, the energy, the effort, everything from the get-go was at a very high level for Northwest Missouri State. And you and I could feel that, just the energy coming off the bench. But then as the play kind of picked up throughout the basketball game, a heck of a first half, up 41-27. Some turnovers, some things didn't really go Northwest's way in that third quarter. Only put up 6 points. Only got outscored 10-6 in the third quarter. Despite playing poorly offensively, the defense still stuck around, slowed down Missouri Southern. The Bearcats go on to hang on for that win, 69-62. So 10 road wins, 9 conference road wins. It's a team that's played well away from home, and obviously that bodes well as we head to Kansas City.
I think what's been impressive here in the last couple of weeks, too, is just the strength of the play inside. Janie Green's had a good season all year long, and Kelsey Fields really for that matter, but I think Kelsey's really taken it up a notch here in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, those two were terrific throughout that last week. Back-to-back games for Janie Green, 18 points in both of those. Only the second time in her career she's had back-to-back games of double-digit scoring. Meanwhile, Kelsey goes off for a double-double against Missouri Southern, too, and just a great job on the glass. Some big offensive boards, but also closing out some possessions there for the Lions as they were trying to climb back in that basketball game, and went against some really good post players for the Lions, too, on the other side, and Brandy Hudson and Ryan Franklin. So those two really held their own, and for as much as we've talked about good guard play throughout the year, we'll have a couple of those good guards on with us here in a little bit, Molly Harton and Kaylee Keston. Jaina and Kelsey playing well down the stretch has been huge.
Another player that will be joining us on the show a little bit later on. We had a pretty good week. It's Wes Dreamer, MIAA Player of the Week. Came in, I think he averaged over 20 points in both of those games, shooting 65% from the field and also 6 rebounds a game. And thing about Wes, too, was McKen coming back after that wrist injury and shooting 65% from the field is just unreal.
I mean, he has been stellar all year long, and the toughness has been there, and we've seen that, just a lot of grit out of Wes, but then stepping up in those moments, coming off the wrist injury, he's got the brace on it, it's taped up, and the shooting doesn't fall off. He's not shying away from contact. He's not going away from guys bodying him up in the paint. I mean, he has been just that physical West that we've seen throughout his entire career, even despite that injury here down the stretch. So he's been terrific all year long, earning that Player of the Week award a pretty big honor. And, you know, we'll see the All-MIAA awards come down a little bit later on today. Expect him to probably at least be a first-team All-Conference member just the way he's played. But, you know, you could look at Bennett Sturts and say he should be a first-team All-Conference player. Isaiah Jackson might be a Defensive Player of the Year type. I mean, these guys have really been good all season long. And so to come out and get 20 conference wins despite battling through some adversity, some injuries, all that, it's been one heck of a year.
Yeah, I mean, 20 wins in a season is generally considered kind of a watermark to get into postseason play, but that's counting non-conference games. When you get 20 conference wins, you know you've done something right during the year.
Especially, you look at this league, how everybody is beating each other up all the way up and down. I mean, we've talked about it a lot, but UCO is a preseason top five team coming in, and they play better down as the year has gone on, but they're still on the outside looking in at this point as we head toward the conference tournament. Fort Hays is super talented, but they've also dropped off just a bit and gotten beaten up by some teams. Pittsburgh State's kind of risen up and took down some as well, so it's a tough league to be able to go through this stretch Northwest has had of 12 straight wins to finish the regular season. It's awfully impressive.
Hey, it really is, and because of that, they've moved up to number 4 in this week's NABC Division II Top 25 poll. So kind of they started out at the top of the poll, kind of dropped down a little bit during the year, but they've just slowly worked their way back up to that number 4 spot, so looking pretty good as you go into the postseason.
Yeah, it's all about where you finish right now. Nobody really cares about that middle part. No, it's been a fun journey throughout the year, and we've still got a lot more basketball left.
Yeah, we certainly do. Besides the basketball, with the postseason coming up, the MIAA tournament starting on Thursday. Of course, you can hear all the action right here on KXCV, KRNW, as we'll follow them throughout the rest of the season. But busy weekend for spring sports as well.
Oh, you're exactly right. We're going to wrap up the indoor track and field season this weekend down in Pittsburgh, Kansas, with the indoor championships. We'll have Allie Hammond, one of those, competing for some hardware a little bit later on today. But, softball coming off a 2-2 weekend. The pitching's really come around for them. Bearcat baseball, a tough weekend. Doesn't get any easier with Central Missouri on the way. Mark Rosewell has his tennis teams awfully busy. I think 5 matches on the way for the men. I think the women play in about 6 or 7 consecutive days. I mean, there's a lot of tennis on the way. And, of course, the first golf tournament of the year wrapping up today, too, in Edmond, Oklahoma.
Yeah, we were down right by that course. I understand you got the billboard when we drove by there. But was it the Kicking Bird golf course?
Yeah. I should have brought my clubs down, but they probably would have kicked me off after they saw my drive on the first hole. But either way, the first tee box, I should say. But, no, it's really, really nice course down there, and so a good chance to kind of break things open underway for this golf season. A little bit slow start there in day one, but the way they finished that fall season, we expect by the time we get rolling into April, they'll be really playing at a high level.
Yeah, you talk about tennis. They open up at home if weather holds off this weekend for a couple matches, and then they head down to Arkansas for some games, matches over spring break in Arkadelphia, as well as Mangolia, and I believe one other spot down there as well. So it's going to be a busy week for them, taking advantage of spring break, getting a chance to get out and play some of the teams from the South.
Spring break, not a break at all.
That's right.
For these tennis teams, but both playing really, really well right now. Of course, women knocked off Drury over the week, and the men suffered a loss there, but still battling their way back.
Again, we are broadcasting live from the Palms on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We got a lot coming up, and we'll have more for you right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from the Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches, and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition.
Welcome back into the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, live from the Palms here in downtown Maryville. We are talking Northwest Missouri State indoor track and field as we are coming up on the indoor championships this weekend down in Pittsburgh, Kansas. We are joined by Northwest coaches Brandon Masters and Nikki Segrist, as well as Allie Hammond, a junior sprinter for Northwest Missouri State. Coach Masters, a couple weeks to get ready for this one, heading down tomorrow to Pittsburgh to kind of ease into everything, but just your feel of heading into the national championships once again, especially after such a strong conference meet.
Yeah, I think the best thing we got going for us is we're ready to go, and we saw some amazing performances. Of course, Allie lit it up at the conference meet, and we'll talk about that a little bit. But, you know, I know that our kids are ready to go, and getting there is the hardest part. So once you're there, it's just performing at a high level.
Nikki, whenever we do get to this point in the season, you guys pretty know generally of like who's going to be getting that berth into the championships, who's going to qualify and be heading down. But I'd imagine that chance to still break that news to the team and let those student athletes know is a pretty special time.
Oh, yeah. We were actually just talking about how we have quite a few returners. I mean, we have very few newbies at the national meet this year, which is exciting, but also a little nerve-wracking for those new kids. But, you know, kids like Allie, this will be her third indoor national meet. You know, that's kind of the expectation now. But there's still always that waiting game. How many are they going to take? Is it 16? Is it 18? We're excited to have a hard number starting next season for us. I think that'll give the kids a little bit more of a peace of mind. But it is a fun, exciting week. But to some kids, it's definitely daunting waiting. So,
Allie, for you, is this kind of... this is what you're looking forward to the whole year, right? I mean, obviously, we go through the home meets and heading down to Topeka for the MIAA championships a lot in between, but I feel like you've been around long enough, you're kind of thinking about getting right back to the national championships and making your mark for Northwest.
I mean, yeah, for me, I basically, running is kind of my entire personality, and so coming into the season, my goal is always nationals and always trying to get up on that podium as high as I can be. So it's nice to kind of have the home meets, to have the environment, have my family come and see me and support me. But you know, taking those trips down to nationals is always a great opportunity, and I look forward to it and just the experience and, you know, being able to hang out with my teammates in, you know, ways that we normally don't get to do during the season, and, you know, all that stuff just makes it, you know, special each year.
As Coach Segrist said, your third time heading down, it has almost get to the point of like, all right, we're going to go ahead and pencil Allie in, expect her to be down there too. Is that a little bit more pressure, or is that something that you kind of enjoy as a competitor of like, yeah, I'm going to make my way down?
For me, I enjoy it. I love pressure. I love competing. And so coming into the season, I expect myself to make nationals. But you still just kind of enjoy the journey leading up to it. But for me, like you said, this is my third time going. And so it's just, you know, be better each year, you know, get as high as I can and just improve.
Coach Masters, we see Allie really become a staple for this Northwest Missouri State track and field program. You think about the 60, you think about her putting up just mid-sevens, which isn't a very fair expectation to put on someone, but that's what she's kind of brought out about, just how fast she is. What do you see out of Allie and her growth here at Northwest?
Well, it's pretty incredible. You know, I recruited Allie, and she was such a she's tiny anyway, but her personality was so tiny when I recruited her, and she's just grown into a woman and just amazing, powerful, confident, just changed so much in the few years that she's been here, and you know, yeah, we do count on her an awful lot, and this year is like no difference in the last couple of years. She puts up her points in the 60 and the 60 hurdles, and now we got her on the top of a few events, and I'm sure she really liked to have that hurdle record, which belonged to her sister up until a few weeks ago. So it's really nice to have you on the top, Allie, of that list for sure.
I think too, the thing, you know, I work with Allie every day, and I think the thing I'm most proud of is how healthy she is mentally and physically this year. You know, Coach mentioned a little bit how much she's grown as a person, and it's just awesome to see that within the 3 years that I've been here at Northwest. And you know, I didn't know her sister well, but I'm just freaking proud that she's the one who has it now. So, but yeah, it's just awesome to see that change, not only as an athlete but as a person. So,
Allie, when you get on, and Coach mentioned that you're maybe a little bit quieter as you arrive on campus, and that personality, I guess, how have you grown as a leader? You talk about running is who you are, and of course kind of following your sister Jordan and everything here at Northwest Missouri. How have you kind of paved your own way?
I mean, I think it just started with, you know, differentiating the fact that even though I do the same events as my sister, I'm a completely different person, and the way that I run is different than the way she ran. And for the first few years, I was pretty much chasing her, you know, trying to, you know, have the same time or better in, you know, every event that I could possibly do. And eventually, when I started just having the confidence in myself, And going into these meets, I kind of realized that, you know, I am different and that, you know, if I'm going to beat my sister, I have to be me and no one else. And so this season, it was just kind of, you know, spending those moments with my teammates. I'm almost done. And so, you know, each meet is just one step closer to, you know, the final. And, you know, just doing what I can to, you know, help the freshmen, help even some of the upperclassmen in ways that I can is something special. And I think this season for me, it was, you know, take the memories more than, you know, just the times or the places, because that, you know, is something that I'm going to have with me forever. I put a lot of my, you know, a lot of pressure on myself to be an All-American, and I had to remind myself, you know, 10, 20 years down the line, this is going to be in a box somewhere in the attic, but I'm going to look back and, you know, remember, you know, the bus ride back from Lindenwood and, you know, after, you know, we won conference and how that was and all those experiences, which is more important. And I think when I go into each meet thinking about that, you know, the pressure of, you know, just the times and the place just kind of rolls off me, and I just get to go in there with a clear mind and just focus and run.
And you're coming out and performing at such a high level, but also kind of setting a tone for Northwest Missouri State as a whole. When you do look back in 10, 15 years and you have these reunions, you're going to look back and see your name at the top of the record books, but then so many other mid-distance, long-distance female runners for Northwest Missouri State on this team. Is that kind of cool to think about, just team-wise, the impact you're having? But you're part of one of the greatest teams of all time at Northwest Missouri State in track field.
I love it. Coming out as a freshman, you know, I had my own goals, and one of them was to be a staple, not just at my school and at my conference as well. And so, you know, for me, I look forward to that kind of stuff. You know, not only just being someone that is fast, but someone that, you know, other people and other coaches from other schools look at me and they can see the hard work and the dedication that I've put in. And so it's just great to, you know, have my name mentioned with such really great athletes and ladies. And so for me, I think it's something that I've always wanted to accomplish, and I'm happy that I got the opportunity to do it.
Coach Segrist, we look at Allie and what she's doing in the 60, but also the 60 hurdles, and I think a lot of people are hearing that thinking, same distance, it's pretty much the same run. Tell me about how that differs and then how that does kind of change going from back and forth.
Right. I don't know how she does it. I commend her every year, every meet. I'm like, well, Al, we got 15 minutes, girl. Let's figure out our next race, right? And it is very different. You know, her block start for the hurdles has to almost identically replicate that 60, but on the flip side, her 60 start can't be that much different because we have to make sure our strides are correct to hit that first hurdle correctly. The cool thing about her, though, is she's very good at separating those two races, and I know if Allie has a not so great hurdle day, I know she's going to have a great 60 because she gets ticked off and takes it out on that 60. So again, though, I mentioned that little time in between. First year here, it was like, oh, I don't know how she's going to handle it. Now, it's almost like I'm the worried mom. Did you take her inhaler? Have you snacked? You know, so she's really, really great about it now. But it is something special, and it's awesome, like I said, to get to work with her on those different events. So,
well, Northwest Missouri State getting set for the NCAA National Championships coming up in Pittsburgh, Kansas this weekend. Allie will be competing in the 60-meter as well as the 60-meter hurdles. Coach Masters, at this point, is it I won't say more burden, but more anxiety heading into the national championships, or, hey, all the work's done. Now it's going to sit back and enjoy the show.
Yeah, I think you have anxiety if you have a bunch of new people going because you never know how it's going to go for them. The first time there is really hard. It just opens your eyes, and you tend to stumble the first time you're there. We don't have that, so there isn't a lot of anxiety. I think it's go down, go compete at the highest level, and go have, like Allie said, create some memories. And I know this team is ready to roll. We've done the work. Guys around here would say the hay's in the barn, right?
That's right.
Coaches, we don't have a whole lot to do now. Yeah, we have a couple technical events. We coach a little bit, but for the most part, we become support mechanisms for these guys. You know, what do you need? How do we get you ready to go? Do you have everything you need? Are you checked in? Whatever. We're the kind of go-to people, and we become fans after that. So that's a neat thing about our sport is that we do all the coaching prior to for the most part. Obviously, we have Blake in the high jump, and there's a lot of coaching that goes on there. But the technical events, we do have that. But mostly we're running this weekend, so we get to sit back and be fans.
Well, get a chance to enjoy it and hopefully a successful weekend here for Northwest at the Indoor Championship. So, Coach Masters, Coach Segrist, Allie, thanks for the time. Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Northwest on to the NCAA Championships in Pittsburgh, Kansas. We'll step aside. Back with more here on the Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com or at 660-562-2424. Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from the Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches, and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition.
The MIAA basketball tournament is coming up this weekend down in Kansas City. We're talking Northwest Missouri State women's basketball with Kaylee Keston and Molly Harden. Appreciate you guys coming on and talking with us. 22-6 regular season. 16-6 in the MIAA, and you go from an 8 seed in the conference tournament last year to the 2 seed this year. Kind of worked out perfect. Just the players' perspective of the success you guys have had, but now all of a sudden, I mean, you guys are in a very good spot to make a run through this conference tournament.
Yeah, I would say looking at our record, every game counts, especially in this postseason. But if you look at our season thus far, it's you know, those few games that we should have won but lost has really turned that from sharing the title to being second, or even this last game against MOSO was determining if we were going to be second seed or if we're going to be fifth, sixth seed. So really it shows how competitive this conference is and how every game counts. So as we take that into the postseason, making sure that we play hard right out of the gate is important for us.
Now you've got Kearney or Washburn, two teams that you've beaten this year, but also two teams that have been tough over the years. Molly, I don't want to put up any bulletin board material, but when you look at it, do you look and say, you know, I'd prefer to play this team. I like this matchup over this one.
I don't really think of it that way. I think like more focusing on ourselves and, you know, playing at the high level that we've been playing at. If we play like we're capable of, things will fall our way. Not looking too far forward into who we might play in the future or who we should focus on, but we often talk about focusing on ourselves and what we need to do to prepare for the game.
Oh, well, let me shift to this. Do you think about what you need to do to make sure you're playing a week after the MIAA tournament?
Win?
is it win one? Is it make the championship? Obviously, yes. The automatic bid gets you there.
Right.
But, I mean, is that discussed at all? Or is it like, no, we're just going to take the automatic bid?
Yeah. Obviously, I would like to do that. But, you know, focusing one game out at a time and not looking too far forward, staying in the moment. And, you know, we have to do the small things in every little game before we get to the big games. So, yeah, just focusing on that before we make it all that far.
Coach Meyer coached you up well, or at least you got the coach speak part down.
Oh, yeah.
It's well done. Kaylee, you two in particular have been great all year. You've been leading Northwest in scoring all season long. So many big-time plays. But we look at this last weekend. Kelsey Fields, Janie Green has some big-time games. How much pressure does that take off of you two to not feel like you have to come down and score every time, knowing that those two are getting it done, also cleaning the offensive glass? They've been good defensively, just those two post players overall.
I mean, those were two games that we really needed them to step up, and they did. They definitely showed out. Jaina going 8-for-8 against UCO, and Kelsey, I think, was 9-for-10 against MOSO was huge, and you can see that point deficit where we really took off in that first MOSO game. But Kelsey coming away with those points is great for us. Pushing that into our postseason is huge. Onto the scoring point, it's personally, I don't feel going into a game, I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, I have to score. It just, people drive and it gets me open, and that shows how good of a team we are. But us driving, and then they were wide open and they hit tough shots, and so that's important. And as we move on, it's important to stay efficient and to keep the drive that we have and attacking the rim, and they'll continue to finish efficiently and get rebounds. So
how does that kind of balance things for you, Molly, whenever so much attention is paid to you two, but if you're finding ways to get Kelsey and Jaina open, finding them and getting some easy layups like you did over the weekend, kind of maybe more one-on-one for you guys?
Yeah, obviously, me and CK draw a lot of attention. Every time we drive or have the ball, I feel like everybody's looking our direction. Like, we go back and watch film, and sometimes we have four and five people are looking at the ball and all around us. So they do a good job at cutting and finding the open spot, and I think we do a good job at, looking for them inside and knowing when we are being doubled, playing off to, finding them, getting them their good shots. But we need them to continue playing like they have been. That'll help us tremendously in this postseason run.
We're joined by Molly Hartnett and Kayla Keston, Bearcat Women's Basketball, the MIAA tournament this weekend. What's the best part of the weekend and getting a win or two and sticking down in Kansas City a little bit longer? Is it the chance to hang out in the hotel, be with the team? You've done that all year. Is it the food in Kansas City? What are we thinking?
I mean, there's just so many good things about it. Just playing in Municipal is a lot of fun. The more games you play, the more fans you'll get, the better the atmosphere is, and just the competition level. Being able to play tough teams, I love that part. But also, I love these girls, so getting as much time with them as I can the rest of the season will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I would agree with CK. Playing, being with the team at all times, and, got to keep the run going, so I also do love the food in Kansas City. I mean, I am from Kansas City, so
there you go.
Nothing beats it.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
Right, so you're from Kansas City. Kaylee played at Lawrence Free State. We're going to see some pretty big fan bases for you two individually as well as the team?
Hopefully. Yeah. A lot of us, I would say, are from the South Park area, so hopefully we'll have a lot of people.
Yeah.
The alumni portion's already great, but, just mm-hmm. the local aspect, too,
right.
For you two.
For sure.
You mentioned Kaylee playing at Municipal and how cool that is. You played a non-conference game there against Rockhurst, beat them 80-57, a really good offensive game for the Bearcats, of course, there. You got experience there, but playing there once already this year, is that an advantage as opposed to some other teams showing up for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, getting the feel and, getting the feeling down of playing in there already, competing in there, what it might look like, what it might sound like. That's kind of a little bit of an advantage, but obviously we've been there almost every year that we've been here. So, just coming back and doing what we know how to do instead of focusing on everything around us. It's what we do on the court that'll help us win.
Bearcats are the 2 seed in the MIAA tournament. The quarterfinals coming up at 2:15 on Thursday, getting the winner of Washburn and Nebraska Kearney. Kaylee and Molly, thanks for the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Molly Hartnett and Kaylee Keston with us. We will step aside and be back with more on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from the Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches, and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition.
Welcome back into the Palms here on the KXCV KLRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're talking Northwest Missouri State softball. The Bearcats splitting 4 over the weekend, headed down to Liberty. Lost a couple against William Jewell, won a couple against Wayne State, but tight ball games all the way around, minus the Sunday game that Hayden pitched. We'll talk about that here in just a minute. But, Coach, overall, the pitching for your team really came around. You talked about wanting to turn that corner. You give up 8 runs total, 6 of them earned on the weekend. That's not too bad at all.
No, not at all. And I think the biggest thing for us was limiting our free passes, letting our defense compete for us. Hayden obviously threw a gem for us Sunday morning. But I think the biggest thing is they went out with a lot of confidence. Even Olivia in that last game against Jewel, she threw lights out.
Overall, Northwest Missouri State heading into conference play, 2-2 weekend, but it still feels like momentum when you think about the pitching side. Hayden, talk to me about your Sunday morning start of coming out there. 7 innings, you've up 1 hit, 1 walk, and just really on from the start.
I think our offense really attacked Wayne State's pitchers early. They were drawing walks and making them make mistakes, and we were getting the hits when we needed them. So really getting that cushion in the first 2 innings was important. So it made me relax, and I was able to mix up my pitches, and which is good. And our defense was really, really on that day, so that definitely helped as well. So,
look at the consummate pro immediately giving the credit away. 7 innings, no runs, 1 hit, 1 walk, 8 Ks. Coach, what did you see out of Hayden?
I mean, again, a lot of confidence in her commanding the zone. And I will say for her, I think being able to throw 7 innings is something that we looked forward to doing coming off of her surgery and everything. And so just having the endurance to do that was huge.
Do you feel like you're close to 100% or is it still a process day in, day out?
I think it's still a process, but you know, we get a lot of rest days during the week, too. I mean, we aren't throwing all the time, so coach really makes sure that see how we feel, and if we just need to do long toss, do that. But really just kind of saving that for big opportunities like that is important.
Lily posting up in center field. You have one of the best vantage points of an outing like that. Is that one of those that you can kind of tell from way out in the outfield that she got hitters off balance throughout the day?
Yeah, totally. She was killing it, and it was really exciting just to get to see her do that. Like, especially, I know all of our teammates were just very excited for her, you know, especially from last year coming into this year. I know, like, she's been really struggling a little bit with confidence, and, you know, with us having confidence in her, I think that helps her get confidence as well. So, I think she did really great.
We see Hayden rolling right now, but Lily, we also see you really taking off, leading this team right now, and average hits, runs scored. Every day you're getting penciled in, top of the lineup, playing center field. There has to be a certain amount of swagger and confidence that comes with that, right? I mean, if you're a center fielder batting leadoff, then you're doing things right.
Well, yeah, but I can't do that without my teammates. You know, they're continuing to push me every single day at practice, you know, in school as well. Like, that's not even just softball. It's also in school as well. But, yeah, without them, like, I wouldn't be the player I am. Also, I go off our team motto this year, which is never settling. And, you know, I just continue to push with that, never settling. I don't want to settle for anything and let this team down.
Coach, I'm just trying to get a really good soundbite, and they just keep giving the perfect answer that I can't get, you know.
I know. No, I think the biggest thing for Lily, like, she worked really hard this fall. She came into every practice with a different mindset than I've ever seen her come in with, and she just carried that into the spring.
Lily, you come into Northwest from South Dakota State last year. Again, you get plugged in right away, and you have a terrific season continuing that on. What made Northwest the right fit for you?
It just felt like home. I kind of compare it back to my home in Kearney, Missouri, and I just think, wow, like, this is a good feeling. I feel fit here, and even the people just were really, really welcoming, even the community on top of that as well.
We're talking Northwest softball with Hayden Simmons, a senior pitcher, also Lily Filger, a junior center fielder. Hayden from Kansas City went to Liberty North. Is that right?
Yeah.
And then Lily says you're listed from Liberty, but went to Kearney.
Yes.
Was there any crossover between you two?
Oh, I'm sure we played each other before, but at the time I didn't know who Lily was. And now whenever we got back, I was like, I kind of know who you are.
Yep.
Playing over the weekend, the William Jewell tournament, was that kind of cool for both of you? Be pretty close back to your hometowns playing over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. It was easy for our families to come and watch, too, which is always good. So
Yeah, the amount of support that I got from my family was phenomenal. Even people from William Jewell, I knew a lot of people from there, so then it even brought more people that I could see. So it was really, really cool experience for both of us, for sure.
And Lily, the family even opened up the doors to the team to come by and have dinner and everything too?
Yes, we had some pulled pork sandwiches with a bunch of sides, and I think the team just absolutely loved that. It was great to welcome them into my home and see what my life is like as well. So it was pretty fun.
Can't beat that. And Coach got to meet your dog, which is named Lily also. Tell us about that.
Yeah, my my dog
you really
is,
love Lily.
Yeah, my dog's name's Lily, and she is a white lab, so if you ever see her at the game, please go up and pet her. She loves everybody.
So, Coach said that she actually called it Lily, but it's actually Bella, right?
Yes, my dog's name is Bella.
I thought
so.
It was Lily.
Close enough.
Close enough. Very close.
Bearcat softball is a home this weekend, so we might see Bella at the field, right?
Oh, she comes to all of the games, so.
Perfect.
Anybody can go up and give her some pets. She loves it.
That's perfect. Well, Northwest shifting the schedule a bit to a Saturday, Sunday to avoid some weather there on Friday. But, Coach, UNK, Fort Hays, a couple teams picked mid to back of the MIAA. Just what do you want to see your team to start things off?
I mean, just open up strong, you know, especially at home. And I think looking back on the past 2 years, this is a series that we could have gone back and said we could have pulled out two wins. And we don't want to have any regrets like that going into this season. So I think, you know, if we keep moving in the right direction from a pitching perspective, we found a lot of barrels, got a lot of hits on Sunday, and just keep that moving forward. Hopefully we'll get some wins.
MIAA season opens up on Saturday against Nebraska Kearney with the doubleheader, then Fort Hays on Sunday with another doubleheader for Bearcat softball. Appreciate you guys coming on, talking with us. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Northwest head coach Naomi Tellez, as well as Hayden Simmons and Lily Filger with us. We'll take a break. Back with more on KXCV, KRNW.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina and Land O'Lakes, along with gates, water tanks, and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches, and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we broadcast live from the Palms. Time now to turn our attention to men's basketball as Wes Dreamer joining us off the Northwest men's basketball team. And Wes, coming up, pretty darn good week. MIAA Player of the Week, averaging over 20 points in the two games and 65% from the field for a guy with essentially a broken wrist there. That's a heck. You're almost shooting better with the wrist injury than you were before.
I know. That's what... Whenever Mac watches me shoot now, he's like, I think your shot looks better with that tape on there. So I think it honestly does. It keeps my hand straight and my follow-through pretty fluid. So it's just, I guess I might have to start just to keep my wrist tape.
I guess and just, I guess I'm trying to adjust to playing a little. I'm sure there's a little bit of pain involved with that right now, isn't there? Or is
yes, there is. So. There is some pain involved. Yep, that's for sure.
But you're a guy that really throughout the years has taken a lot of contact and things. But pain's just part of the game to a certain degree by this point, isn't it?
Or? Yeah, I've gotten used to all the blows that come in basketball. So I mean, yeah, I think I have a pretty high pain tolerance as it is, but just. Just always taking care of my body, I think, is also a thing that helps that as well.
Yeah, you know, going back to the Emporia game when that wrist was hurt, you could kind of tell at that point when you kind of, because you normally don't show a lot of it when you come up after being knocked to the floor, but that time it looked like you were hurting a little bit.
Yeah, I knew something was probably wrong because most of the times I can wipe it off, but during halftime of that game, I was like, I don't know if I can go back in, but I was able to tough it out and yeah, the rest is history so far now.
You toughed that one out, and I think right after that, you went to the free throw line, didn't you? And,
well, yeah, I got fouled on it. Yeah. It was on a shot, and then I had to walk away from the line for a couple seconds, and then somehow knocked in two free throws.
Well, that's the amazing part. Just again, I know that you just had to be in tremendous pain and still able to play as well as you are with that, Ben. But setting out a couple weeks there, what were some of the things you were trying to do to keep your basketball, being in shape for basketball while you're still waiting for that wrist to get back to the point where you could play?
Yeah, the wrist is fine, or it's nice, because when I am trying to work out, I just wrap it up pretty heavy. So when I'm doing, I did a lot of conditioning, a lot of weightlifting with just most of my lower body, and the strength, Joe Q, he was excellent keeping me in shape. He knows exactly what to do, all the workouts and stuff, so props to him for keeping me in basketball shape while I wasn't able to even be on the court for practices those 2 weeks. So, and then just dribbling, that's all I could really do for 2 weeks, and then finally I knew it was time to man up a little bit and start shooting a basketball, and I just kind of got used to the pain, I think, now, and then just knowing that it's kind of my last ride, all that kind of stuff just went to my mental, and it's just, I think I've kind of zoned it out. I go in every game thinking there's nothing wrong with me. So it just, I think that helps out a lot.
Now, from a standpoint of just the season being such a long season and the bumps and bruises that you take game in, game out, your style of play where you draw a lot of charges and things, where you take a lot of contact, with that 2 weeks away from that part of it kind of healed up the rest of your body a little bit for this final run?
Yeah, I felt great going into that first game that we had. I think it was Western was maybe my first game back, and my body felt amazing. And then after that game, it's just back to normal. So, I mean, it's just I've gotten used to how my body is. I've figured out my body and how to take care of it. So that's something I really take pride in, is taking care of myself.
You talk about the Western game, and that was your first game back, and that was an official day as far as senior day being honored before the game. And you said on the post game, too, another thing that came out of that was clinching the regular season MIAA title with that game. But there was going to be a lot to keep you out of that game.
Yeah, they came to me before the game. They're like, are you gonna play? I was like, yeah, I'm going to start now, aren't I? I mean, I practiced for the last couple of days, and like, it's just back to normal for me. And they were kind of surprised that I was able to get there mentally like that, and that's just kind of where I've gotten to.
Let's just talk about the season as a whole up to this particular point. One of these, you dropped a couple games in the non-conference portion of the season, but it seemed like at that point everybody's really in the right mindset, kind of building to where right now finishing very strong, probably as strong as any team that you've been on here coming into this.
Yeah, I mean, earlier in the season we were still trying to figure out who we are as a team, and we've had some injuries, had some bumps in the road, and I think there in that middle point we really started to take off and just find out our identity and what we need to do each game, and I think that's just where we've gotten to at this point. I'm happy that it's happened.
You know, one of the things that I've been impressed with the last probably 2 to 3 games in particular, just the ball movement you guys have had on offense. It's just been fantastic of getting the ball to the open person.
Yeah, sometimes it gets pretty sticky with us. I mean, and that's just what Coach Mack has gotten us to. We've been working on really sharing the ball, getting those extra pass threes, getting those kick-out threes, and those are our highest percentage shots that we take, and we're starting to get to those.
Mentioned, too, that MIAA regular season champion, 12th straight year, I believe, or 11th straight year for that now, and that's just something that you've never experienced, not winning a regular season championship in your career at Northwest Missouri State. But really, when you think about that, what does that mean to you, just the way you guys are able to put together a string like this?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, the more I sit down and think about it, I'm like, holy cow, this is something that might not ever happen again for a long time, and it just goes props to the guys who played before us. They set the foundation, that 11 years. They set the foundation, and we're lucky to have followed that and followed that kind of culture.
Coming up this week, the MIAA tournament down at Kansas City at the Municipal Auditorium. How much fun is it to play at such a historic auditorium as Municipal?
It's awesome. It's one of my favorite places to play. I love going there. Our atmosphere is always great there because we have such great fans who love to travel and love to support us in those kind of ways, and it's one of my favorite places to play, and I'm excited to get down there.
You guys have had quite a few battles. You get a chance to have a bye out of the first round by being the number one seed, so get an extra day of rest going into that Thursday evening matchup.
Yeah, it'll be nice just to get our legs back after this weekend and just another day to scout up who we're going to play. I think we'll figure that out tomorrow, and then we'll get to it.
Yeah, and winner of the Missouri Southern, Missouri Western matchup. You've had success against both of those teams right now. I imagine, really, at this point in the season, it's a matter of you just don't matter who you're playing, just go out there and go play your game.
Yeah, it's kind of just bring it on at this point. We know what we have to do as a team no matter who we're playing. That's always everything that we've worked on this whole year is always part of the game plan. So it's just nothing really changes other than how we scout, and our execution needs to be where it's at.
Now, a little bit later this afternoon, the MIAA all-conference teams will be announced, as well as the player of the year, coach of the year, things along that line. So just hypothetically, let's talk hypothetically here. Should you win the MIAA player of the year award, what would hypothetically that mean for you?
If I were to win, it would mean a lot. I mean, it just shows all the hard work that I've put in through all these years I've been here, and it's just props to my coaches and my teammates all throughout these years. They've gotten me to where I am today.
And you've really finished out. You've had a great career every year at Northwest, but there's a lot of things you've accomplished this year as a senior. It's just been fantastic. And how much fun has it been to be that part of this group this season?
Yeah, it's been a completely different role for me this year. I've always had someone leading ahead of me since I've been here these last 4 years, but this fifth year has felt different. A lot more pressure I feel like on my shoulders trying to lead these younger guys, and it's just something that I enjoy doing. I'm excited to see where it goes here in March.
Yeah, not only this year, but even when you leave the program after this season, you can kind of look at the success that this group's going to have in the next couple of years, and still feel like you had a part of that as well.
Yeah, I'm trying to leave a mark on these guys. I mean, they're just. We're with each other every day. I'm trying to be as much as a leader as I can for those guys, and then hopefully they can carry on these next couple years that they keep playing.
One final thing to talk to you about the last week as well. You moved to sixth on the all-time scoring list at Northwest, and that's a pretty good list of players that have gone through the program that you're part of there.
Yeah, it probably helps that I've been here for 5 years, but yeah, it's good joint being up there with all those big names, all those legends that came through Northwest. It just shows the time and the effort that I've put in, and it's starting to pay off.
Well, Wes, thanks for having you on the show here today. It's been a pleasure having you here today, but also a pleasure watching you play your entire career at Northwest.
Thank you, John. We'll see you in Kansas City.
All right, sounds good. That's Wes Dreamer with us here on the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. Back with more right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Millen Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon. Millen Dinsdale is proud to have former Bearcat offensive lineman Tanner Owen on the team as a crop specialist. To contact Tanner, Aaron, or the rest of the crew, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for KXEV, KRNW comes from The Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches, and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Shows. We're broadcasting live from the Palms. Time now to talk baseball. As joining us is Darren Lowe, the head coach of the Bearcat baseball team, along with the pitcher off the squad in Quinn Mason. And Coach, let's just talk about this past week. You got things off to a good start last week during Tuesday. You missed the show last week because of a non-conference game with Benedictine, becoming a good win there.
Yeah, I thought our guys played well. You know, we just kind of pieced that game together on the mound. But offensively, I thought we swung bats really well. Played pretty good defense and really started getting moving in the right direction. Then going into the weekend, you know, we feel like did some good things, but we got to clean up a few things. Ran into a really good Pittsburgh State team that can swing the bats well. Had wind howling out most all weekend, so, and they know how to hit with the wind blown out. So, you know, regroup this week and get ready to head to Central Missouri.
Right, and we have, Quinn Mason with us here. Talk a little bit about Quinn and what he means to your program.
You know, Quinn, he's a two-way guy, or at least was mostly last year. Pitched a little bit of our bullpen and just felt like when we had some pitchers go down early in the season, felt like he was a guy that we wanted to, you know, get on the mound more often and get more innings out of him. So made him our Friday starter, and, you know, he's doing great in that role. Gives us an opportunity for a win on a Friday and eats a lot of innings for us, so we don't have to ruin our bullpen on day one of a series.
Well, and you talk about eating innings. Quinn, you got five innings in that game last Friday, five strikeouts in that game as well. How tough is it when you go into a game where the wind's blowing out such as that and trying to, again, limit what the opponents are doing there?
You know, it's tough going in, and you don't want to give up the big hits, doubles, and home runs, but at the same time, I think there's an advantage to pitching against the wind. We utilized the changeup on Friday and got a lot of swings and misses and ground balls on that. Some of those ground balls found holes, but on days like that, you just got to keep the ball low and trust your off speed and your defense.
Is moving into the starting rotation there a bit, how do you like the role as a starter as opposed to being a reliever?
I think there's pros and cons. It's definitely a different attitude kind of leading up to pitching on Fridays. You get a little more nervous during the week, but I honestly like it more because I know when I'm going to pitch and I don't have to wait around seven innings before I go out and have to get hot, even if it's cold. I've enjoyed it so far, and I think it's been working out pretty well.
And what's some of the things that you really, as far as being a pitcher, the things you pride yourself on, what's some of your strengths out there?
Early on in my career, I was pretty wild on the mound, so I'd say just throwing strikes and throwing more than two pitches. Last year I fought a fastball slider, and I've kind of developed a changeup this year, and it's been working well for me. And I'm also a pitcher that gets a lot of ground balls, so try to keep the pitch count low in that way too.
Yeah, I imagine too, going as a starter now, you really need that third pitch.
Yeah, I do, and especially in the MIAA, there's good hitters every weekend. So,
yeah, you talk about good hitters every weekend. You got another big team coming up this weekend, Central Missouri, down in Warrensburg, three-game series coming up.
Yeah, it looks like they're off to a good start. You know, getting some wins, getting some conference wins. Looks like they're swinging the bats pretty well as well. So, you know, it'll be a challenge for us, but I think our guys are excited to go down and, you know, make another step forward and keep improving as a group.
Well, you kind of get to the point in the season now, too, where you can kind of count on the schedule kind of settling down, where you know exactly what's going to be taken. Of course, obviously, weather plays a factor regardless, but you're getting into kind of the conference season where things are a little bit more set, aren't you, right now?
Yeah, I think from here on out, we'll play Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, pretty much until the 1st of May. So, you know, hopefully continue to get some pitchers back healthy. It will be a little bit of a change, you know, having to play four games in a week. But, you know, that's where those pitchers coming back and maybe going a little bit deeper with our long relief is going to be important for us.
Quinn, just talk a little bit about yourself outside of pitching and outside of baseball. Just what are some of the interests you have away from the game?
I love to fish and golf. Two dogs back home. Love to, you know, play outside with them. And I have three other siblings, older brother and two younger sisters. One's in college still. And spending time with family. And I also coach back home at my high school for the varsity team.
All right. And where's home for you?
Gretna, Nebraska.
All right. Well, we've had a lot of good athletes through the years and a lot of different sports coming to Northwest Missouri State from Gretna, Nebraska. That's for sure.
Yes.
It's the reason I came here.
All right. Well, good deal. Good deal. And what's your academic pursuit here?
Sports media and communications.
All right. Well, that's a good one. You're over at Wells Hall quite a bit then, I believe.
Yes.
All sure right. Am. All right. Well, good deal there. And, Coach, good to have you with us here on the show, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you, John.
All right. We are broadcasting live here from the Palms in Maryville, Missouri. We've got more coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376. Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specializes in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Kodeman in St. Joseph, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com. Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from the Palms on Buchanan Street in Maryville. The Palms is open with a menu featuring burgers, sandwiches, and wraps, beer on tap, and a large dining area. The Palms, new ownership, but the same Maryville tradition.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we talk tennis now, as the head coach of the Northwest men's tennis team joins us, and women's tennis team in Mark Rosewell, also a graduate assistant off of his squad, and Takamanwa Molawa, I believe, more commonly known as TK, if I understand right. So good to have you with us here on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And Mark, before we talk about the week that was for your squad, just talk about TK and what she means to your program.
Well, she actually came to us in January. She played at a Division I school. She also played at Cali County in Kansas, which is an outstanding junior college, played number one down there. But, you know, that was when the weather was the worst weather of my life. you know how cold it was. And I'm sure she didn't have a first good impression. You know, it was bitter cold. You couldn't stay outside for 5 minutes. But we've come a long ways since then.
Yeah, and TK, also coming from South Africa, the winters here are probably a little bit different for you, aren't they?
Yes, definitely. A little warmer on the warmer side of things.
What are some things you're doing to try to help Northwest with the tennis program?
Can you say that again?
What are some of the things you're doing to help out with the tennis program this year?
We do have a lot of seniors, people who are graduating this semester, so we've been doing a lot of recruiting for next year, and as well as working on the day-to-day programs with the women's tennis team and slowly getting to it with the men's as well.
Doing a really good job, John. It's hard to come in August, new, but to come in the middle of the year, because these are established teams, and like she said, there's many seniors or fifth-year graduate students on the team, so they're very experienced, but the way she's attacked the position and came in and has done just a really good job, very respectful.
Yeah, and it's been really a good team to work with, too, from the standpoint, I've had an opportunity to watch these teams work out and how hard they prepare, and it seems like it's a team that's very receptive to the help that you're being able to give them.
Yes, no, definitely. They've been pretty receptive. They're very mature. They're great to work with. They want to win, so it's great. Yeah.
Now, Mark, as far as this past week, a trip down to Springfield, competing at the Cooper Indoor facility there, and on the women's side in particular, a couple of very good wins for your team.
Yeah, we played Drury, Coach Jared Smith down there, and actually his last year coaching down there, but former Bearcat, great player for us, assistant coach, and actually been down there for 20 years now. Had outstanding teams every year, and we snuck that one out on the women's side, 4-3.
Then you followed that up with a win against McKendree.
Yeah, we beat McHenry 6-1. That sounds like we smashed them, but that wasn't the case. Every match was like three sets or very, very close. We just happened to win all the singles. They got us in doubles. But then the McHenry came back and beat Drury the next day after we left.
So I think that really says a lot about what your team played this past weekend there.
Yeah, they played well.
Now, on the men's side, a couple of tough losses to Drury and McHenry.
Yeah, Jared's got, on the men's side, that's the best men's team he's had for years. I mean, they're for real. I could see them getting to the national tournament for sure. McHenry, we had a couple injuries, and I'm not going to make excuses, but they beat us. Like to play them again later in the year.
Well, maybe get that opportunity. You never know. So
you never know.
Now, as far as the upcoming week, I know this is something that you've done for a number of years now, take advantage of the spring break on campus. You've got a lot of matches coming up here in the next week or so, starting things off with a match down at St. Joe on Friday night. You face an old former conference nemesis there in Southwest Baptist.
Yeah, always we've had the great rivalry, and we miss them because, you know, for many years we were going against Coach John Bryan, Southwest Baptist Bearcats too, you know, and just had some outstanding matches on both genders, both sides. But we still play them, and they're still good, and it's going to be close matches on Friday, so that's a good one to start with.
And you go on down to Arkansas, now Arkadelphia, a long old trip down there for some matches with Wichita Baptist and Henderson State, both there in Arkadelphia, and then Fort Smith and Magnolia, Arkansas. I think you've got some matches scheduled.
Yeah, and we've got one with Mankato actually on Saturday,
yes,
too. The ladies do here in 11 o'clock at Maryville. I think we can get that done outside. Hopefully the weather looks good. But, you know, the thing is, with the new conference and the Arkansas and Oklahoma schools, these are all conference matches for the men's team. And then, of course, regional matches for both teams. So we have to try to play them, and they're so far away, we have to really stack it up on the spring break. And it kind of puts us at a little bit of a disadvantage because, I mean, the ladies team is literally playing every day. And the guys have got four or five matches too, hard matches. So, but it's the only way we can do it. And if we want to play them, you know, that's what we have to do. And we'll be a tired group by the time this spring break's over, I can tell you that.
You know, and it's still reasonably early in the season, but these are some important matches for regional rankings and things along those lines.
There are some very important matches with Wichita Baptist men's team. We're hearing is very strong. Southern Arkansas men and women are always very good. We got Southeast Oklahoma coming to Maryville right at the end of the break. I think we've got a day off finally on that one. But, yeah, there's going to be some important matches. Southeast was the team we beat on the men to go to the national tournament last year.
All right. Well, a big weekend coming up for your teams here.
Yes, it is, John.
All right. Well, great to have both of you with us here on the show.
Thank you very much. Nice.
And this will wrap things up. You're listening to KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe as the coaches show wrapping up here. Don't forget, we've got Bearcat basketball on Thursday. The women will be in action at 2:15, as we'll be on the air 1:45 with the pregame from that in the MIAA postseason tournament. Then the men later at 6 o'clock tip-off area time at 5:30, also from Municipal Auditorium. For everyone involved with the program, I'm John Coffey, and so long from the Palms.